Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide, and today my guests on this podcast are Stuart Alexander and Krisha Bullock, the founders of Scenebot, a new app that promises to revolutionize the access that young actors have to top-notch agents, managers, and casting directors. Krisha also happens to be a major Hollywood casting director with credits that include iCarly, Victorious, Salmon Cat, True Jackson VP, Zoe 101, Degrassi, The Next Generation, Henry Danger, and much, much more. Krisha and Stuart, welcome to the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
So why did it make sense for you guys to be the ones to create this app instead of someone else with a really good idea?
I think that the idea came from after seeing a lot of kids around the country struggling to have the same opportunities as kids who are in a major city like Los Angeles, and that we wanted to find a way to provide real industry professional access to those people. It was a I've seen far too many families go broke trying to find ways to get their kids to be seen by the right people and not knowing how to find the right people to get into the industry. Yeah, there seems to be some big secret to finding their way in. So we wanted to just find a way to bring that access to everyone and anyone for free.
I love that. That thrills me. There's a democracy to that that just makes me so happy, because it is extremely unfair that incredibly talented young performers who aren't right here in Los Angeles or New York or Atlanta, any major market, there's no way they can get in front of the influential people who can help their career happen.
Push them forward, yeah.
Yeah, and you've been doing this for a long time now, so I'm sure you've seen some crazy stuff.
Well, and I've seen great kids, and great kids come from anywhere. They come from everywhere, and it's wonderful to find great raw talent. As a casting director, the bulk of what I do is find kids through agents and managers, which means that the kids have to find their way to the agents and managers, and that really is, I think, the biggest challenge for them, especially if they're in the smaller markets. How do they get to those people? And this really sort of paves the way to be seen by industry professionals that can help get them where they need to be.
Yeah, get them in front of the decision makers, basically.
Yeah.
Well, you're a decision maker, literally. You're a casting director, and you've been a casting director for some huge shows. How long have you been doing this?
Just about 20 years now.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun.
Let's get a simple description of Scenebot so people understand what this is, because it's something completely different. Why would this new app be important to some of the people who are listening?
Well, for one thing, when kids are starting out, they don't really know where to go. And that opens up, it's a dream. You know, kids want to be actors, and parents want to do things for their kids. And when that happens, it opens up a lot of room for things that aren't on the up and up. And there's a lot of places that will take advantage of kids and parents.
Yeah.
And it's things that we have seen throughout our careers that really upset us. And I wanted to find a place for those parents to learn, have the opportunity from the comfort of their home, without spending any money, to find out if their kids have a chance. And you can do it the way with spending lots of money. And you can do it our way, and your success rate might be the same. I mean, it's a
$5,000 or free.
But what I'm saying is, talent will be discovered. So if you just need an opportunity. And what's one of the questions we get asked all the time is, will I get an agent? Will I get a manager? Will this get me a job? And the answer is, acting takes amazing talent, it takes great personality, and it takes an opportunity. All we can provide is the opportunity. That's all anybody can provide. The rest is up to you. And we're here to provide that opportunity in a safe, free manner.
Now, Stuart, you were a child actor.
I was.
Gives you a special perspective on this whole conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I started at 12, did some commercials, did a movie, realized I was never going to be Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt, and this is audio, so you can't see what I look like, but, you know, picture...
Chris Elliott.
I was thinking sideways. What's his name?
Paul Giamatti,
yeah. No, had I known Paul Giamatti could have a career like that, maybe I would have stayed with it. But at the time, I figured character actor was all I was going to have. So I taught myself to write, wrote some screenplays, sold a few scripts, ended up moving into directing, directed a few movies, then went into producing. So I have seen every aspect of the entertainment industry and have watched my wife for 20 years in the youth casting, and everything kind of came together with Scenebot. It was all of those skills came together to create this app.
Well, that's the perfect segue. So where did you guys get the idea for Scenebot?
It started years ago when we saw one of those places that charges a lot of money. And
we're talking about a commercial showcase here, right?
It's a talent showcase. Where really I think that their platform is that they're going to provide access to a multitude of casting directors, agents, and managers in one place, which is a wonderful thing. Only it wasn't until after I had participated did I discover the gross amount of money that the families had paid for that access. And I think one of the things that upset me the most was that there was zero educational component to that. So really, people were coming in and standing up and performing a little something without the education on how to do it.
And kids that weren't ready to be there.
Yes.
Just because they were willing to pay the money.
And
they need... If you're going to get that opportunity, especially if you're going to pay for it, you have to be ready for it because you're only going to get that one chance.
It was quite shocking to see kids of all ages, kids of all stages of what could have been a career, but they weren't prepared. And the nerves and there was just the lack of education really upset me. And to see how many people were there with the promise of being discovered without what they needed to know.
To be clear, this was 15 years ago.
Wow.
And it's still going on. But that was when the seed was planted for me. I was still thought I was going to be the next big screenwriter director at the time. So it didn't think that this was where I was going to end up. But this started less than a year ago. The idea came to me kind of full-blown, and I brought it to Krisha, and she loved it, and she said, we need to do this. We found a partner that was willing to just stand behind this and say, this is wonderful, I love what you're doing, and we have a wonderful man who's financing this to keep this going. And this is an app and a website where the kids can download the app. It walks them through creating a picture and resume right on the app. There's training videos from acting teachers, from stars that they know, giving advice. There is a tutorial on how to do self-tapes, which is now prevalent in the industry. And every month, you're given a new script. There's over 180 scripts on the site.
How many?
180 right now, and more every day. So every month, you get a brand new script.
Wow.
And you study it, you rehearse it, you record yourself right on the app, and you upload it right from the app.
This is like a really native thing. This is something that kids are going to be able to completely intuitively do because they're all digital natives.
Yes.
So then we have a casting team internally that goes through every tape and gives it a grade. And the ones that we feel are ready to be seen, we post to the site. The ones that we don't feel are ready yet, we encourage those people to continue to watch the ones that are going through, to keep watching the training videos, to have some classes. We think classes are brilliant. Community theater where you live. Anything to keep your skills sharp, to learn, and keep trying. For instance, last month, this is only our second month in existence, and we had a young lady with a manager who lived in Florida that wanted an agent. And they went on the site, and they did an audition, and they finished in our top 10 that month. They signed with an agent within 2 days, And the same day that they came in to talk to us about it and do their success story, they had an audition for a Disney pilot, and she booked it.
Okay, that's really nuts.
It's unheard of. I mean, we expected...
Not promising that.
We expected success stories like that a year from now, not month two. So that was just brilliant.
That's so cool.
And it's not, you know, again, your results may not be the same.
But, caveat.
Exactly. But the fact that it happened was... Let us know that we're doing the right thing and we're on the right track.
Well, it's proof of concept, yeah. Is what it is. Like, really, directly, in a very startling way. And I love the way you've got this put together. So not everybody who sends in a tape is necessarily ready.
Correct.
to be represented. And that's a huge thing. I actually just was drafting a blog post, yeah, about that, because just because you are talented and you want something, that doesn't mean you're ready to go out and compete professionally. There's a gap there.
And for us, we feel like we're protecting the kids,
mm-hmm,
or the actor, because we had adults connect audition as well.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be seen until you're ready. We don't want to damage your chance. We want to help your chance. So it's just our way of saying, try again next month. You know, keep working. We want you to get there. We want everybody to get there.
So new opportunity every month.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So walk me through the process. How exactly does this work? You go onto your phone and you get the app, and the app is free.
Yeah, yes. It's in the Apple iTunes.
What's it called?
It's called Scenebot.
Scenebot. Okay.
S-C-E-N-E-B-O-T. Scenebot.
Okay. So you,
it's
then
in
what?
Google Play or Apple. You can go to the website scenebot.com and you can register there as well.
Okay.
It's fully COPPA compliant, which is the Child Online Privacy Protection Act. I believe I got that right. I could have transposed one of the words. So if you're 13 or over, just like any of the other social media sites, you can sign up immediately. If you're under 13, it'll direct you to have your parents sign up for you and create your account, because we do want child actors, because that's what a bulk of our industry is looking for. So it's very important that we did this the right way and everybody's protected. Now, all of your personal information that you put in to create your picture and resume is only for our industry professionals. And you can see who all they are, and the who's who, the list of who everyone is. Our agents, managers, and casting directors is an amazing list. They're the only ones that have access to your picture and resume and your profile that you put together. You are completely private on the site. The only time that you will be seen publicly is if your audition is in the top selects that month.
And then it's your audition that is seen publicly. It's not any of your private information.
The only information of you that is attached to that audition is your first name, last initial, and city and state. And if you're from a small town, we suggest just state.
Okay.
So, for instance, it'll say Stuart A. Los Angeles. That's all anybody will see about
it. As a parent, that's huge. That's huge for me. And I know you guys are parents, and mm-hmm, that this is a very important issue for you personally as well.
So the agents and managers and casting directors that are on the site will have the ability to click on where it would say Stuart A. or, mm-hmm, Bonnie W. And that will then take them to your profile, where they can read all about you, see your picture and resume, any videos that you have done that have made the top selects or the honorary mentions or the top 10 are attached there, so they can also then watch all of your past videos to track you. And it's twofold. It's not just for the actors. This is actually for the agents and managers as well, in that it's a brand new way for them to scout. They have their own private folder. They can track actors. They can watch your auditions every month, watch you grow, reach out at any time directly through your email. So it serves both ends, and I really feel that it's on the right track. We're just doing amazing things.
I'm excited about it. And I have to say, when I saw the list, the specific people, the agents and managers and casting directors that you have looking at these videos and involved with this project, that's when I just said, wow, this is completely legit. And I got really excited, because it is true that it's both sides of the equation, mm-hmm, that benefit from this. It's not just about, you know, talented, passionate kids who are looking for a shot who might not live in a major, you know, casting area. But look, it's about, you know, granting access to amazing, talented,
yeah,
young,
yeah,
performers.
Well,
for people who want that.
Well, you know from your own story that it took a recommendation from somebody in the industry to get past the gatekeepers.
It did.
And because of Krish's access, and when you get recommended by a casting director, the agents and managers will usually take that meeting. Well, that's what Scenebot is. It is the affirmation. It is saying this person's ready to be seen, and you should probably take a look at them. And the agents and managers respond to that.
Yeah, everyone is looking for great talent. All agents, all managers, all casting directors. We're all seeking the same thing, which is to find the great talent, because that's our business and that's our job. And when we went out and spoke to everyone, everyone was really supportive of our mission to provide opportunity for anyone and everyone free of charge. And because of that, it was very easy to have other people be excited, be enthusiastic, and be supportive. They just, you know, they understand the mission and they support it fully.
Well, it's just exciting to me. Like I keep saying, I'm just like, it bothers me how difficult it can be. And the gatekeeper mm-hmm. thing is really real. And we hit our heads against it, as you mentioned, Stuart, and we had exactly one card to play in that department. We had one industry contact. Mm-hmm. Lucky for us, that one worked out, but most people don't even have that. And mm-hmm. this is something that just levels the playing field.
Absolutely.
So if the service is free, which it is, or there's a second level where it's practically free, frankly, because it's only $12.95 a year. That's like $1 a month for the premium version. How are you guys supposed to make money doing this? Like, this looks like you guys have an amazing infrastructure going on here.
We wanted to make this free to the actors and free to the industry. That was the goal. Even the $12.95, what that does is everybody gets one script a month, and we hire writers to do the scripts. So if you want more scripts to choose from, the premium version gets you six scripts a month instead of one, and it also puts you in an industry searchable database, so the industry, if they're looking for something specific, can find you. So there's some benefits to it, but it really, those are break-even things for us. It's not a profit. So for us, the goal is users, it's people coming to the site, being successful, having your friends come on and vote for you if you're in the top selects to be in the top 10 each month.
That's fun.
And mm-hmm. eventually it becomes almost an online reality show. And when we have that, then sponsors will follow. And we don't want to bog down the site with commercials, but if one of the features is sponsored by a new movie or a product you enjoy, that then keeps the site going and keeps us into a place where we can sustain, and that's the goal.
Well, and the other thing that's really neat about that is that you're not, again, making money off the backs of the hopefuls.
Exactly.
You're keeping that clean
exactly.
and clear, and you're taking care of that, you know, necessary profit model in a different way.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly what our angel investor actually has said publicly, that he invested in our project because he believes in it, he believes in the mission, and that it is his personal goal to make sure that every person, young person, has the opportunity to be seen. And at some point, hopefully Scenebot will make money, but it certainly will not be on the backs of young people or their families.
Correct.
That is so exciting. So currently, Scenebot seems to be mostly aimed at younger actors, but it does look like you're expanding into the adult actors market as well.
Right.
Are the kids going to be competing with the adult actors in the same categories each month, or how does that work?
That's a great question. Right now, we have focused 80% on the youth market because that is where the world we've lived in. As of now, 3 months in, we have scenes for everyone. So any age can come on. It goes by your age range, not your age.
Just stop right there. Please explain that a little bit.
Okay.
So, I can explain it from a casting perspective,
Krisha, please step in, because this is like, there's a lot of confusion about this.
Yeah. It is not what your age is, but what you play on television or in the movies.
Thank you.
So it's an interesting concept, and a lot of people have a hard time with it. Even our son, who is 13, actually plays 9-10 on television. So it would just play a different age than he actually is in life. So we want it to be what you would be cast as, and that's a whole other conversation about what your marketing is. This is a business. Everyone, you know, we're looking at your talent, and it's a different type of marketing because you're marketing yourself, but it is what you play and not how old you actually are.
I love that because truthfully, like my kid, Dove, is 20. She's closing in on 21, But a lot of people think she's 16 because she plays 16.
Yeah.
Most of the time still.
That would be her castability.
Yeah, 16. I would say, honestly, she probably plays 16 to 22 right now, mm-hmm. but she looks really young. Yeah. She'd be a stretch at 22, even though that's closer to her real age.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, they get the script that's within their age range and they perform their scene. You say competing against. Now, we call it a competition because the top selects, people can go in and like. There's no negative comments. There's no thumbs down. All you can do is click the little thumbs up button if you like the video, and that gives it a like.
Stop right there. That's beautiful. That just makes me so happy. As a parent who's seen a lot of terrible things on social media, thank you for setting it up that way.
Yeah. It's a positive place. And we don't post how many likes a video gets, but the ones that get the most likes become the top 10 user favorites that month, and they live on the site for a year. So that's kind of the reward.
Whoa, they live on the site for a year, yeah, which means, okay, so you turn in something that you do really well with, that gets in the top 10, and, right. and okay, so, no projects are happening this month that right. really speaks to, but 6 months from now, a casting director might see that and go, absolutely. Oh, my goodness, yeah. there's my kid.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So each month's top 10 lives on the site, and also each month's top 10, as they come out, go out in an email to all the industry professionals. So that's the perk of the top 10.
That's sort of what they win, for lack of a better word, at the end of the month when they're in the top 10.
So those are the first. But our agents and managers desire more than that. And the ones that want to scout more and find kids come on and they watch the top 25 selects. They watch the honorable mentions. Anybody that scores over a certain level will be posted to the site and will be seen. So it's not really a competition. If you score high enough, you will get seen by our industry professionals.
Period.
Exactly. So right now, for the way it works, on the site, the kids and adults all are together. Within the next few months, it will be a separate category.
Okay.
So it will feel more level. But right now, I just want to know that you're not really competing against each other. If you're competing against yourself. You score a certain level, you're going to get seen.
I love that. You are always only competing against yourself.
Absolutely.
In reality. And I'm sure that Krisha, as a casting director, you have a lot to say about that.
Absolutely. It's always just doing your personal best. I mean, from a casting perspective, you can only come in, be as great as you can be, and walk away. You're not competing against anyone else.
I did want to talk for a second about something I'm really excited about. That through the first 2 months of the competition, and having people submit their videos, one of the things that I felt really bad about was some kids and adults don't have anybody to read with.
Oh.
And we get a lot of emails saying, I don't have somebody to read the other lines.
It's true. I mean, either literally or, like, the possible technical person is so bad at it mm-hmm. or so uncomfortable that
absolutely.
It isn't going to be a good
idea. Or they have a
idea.
Parent or friend reading that doesn't want to be an actor and doesn't give you anything to play off, which brings your performance down.
Yep.
So that was our biggest challenge after month 1 and 2.
Right.
So we came up with an idea that we're hoping will be available for October. More realistically, it'll be November.
Okay. Well, we're practically there already.
And it's called the Act Backtrack. And we hired 16 professional actors, some that you will very, very recognizable, that you will know.
Are you going to be just coy and let them go and see
mm-hmm.
who it is? Okay.
No, if they follow us on social media, they could get a hint of
okay.
who they are.
Okay. So look on social media.
Have come in, and we took all 181 scripts at this point and had each of the 16 actors read about a dozen scripts. And when you get your script, you will now get an actor with an audio track of the opposite lines for you to read against.
A professional actor. This is almost sort of like karaoke, isn't it?
Almost.
It's like sideways karaoke.
Yeah.
Yes. So instead of having to find somebody to read with you while you're auditioning,
you can rehearse
and you're
with
practicing
them practice.
At home, yeah. you actually will have a professional actor, perhaps a voice that you recognize from movies and television.
I liken it to baseball cards. Who am I going to get when I get my script? Oh, no, I got...
This is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to manipulate the track, too, to create the spacing you need to audition for the way you want to deliver the lines.
That was literally my question because, you know, I mean, with my experience, we sometimes we want to take a pause.
Mm-hmm.
or I want to go really fast through something. Right. And how could you know that in advance so you can actually control that?
Well, yes. Yeah, in the studio, we had several of the Scenebot staff read opposite of our celebrity actors, and we did the read that we felt was correct. Not that there's a correct, but we felt the spacing would work.
Felt good.
And so that's the bass track that comes. But each line has a marker that you can move forward and back depending on how you want to do the line. So it starts where you can rehearse with it, and then as you go, you go, I need another half second here, you can give it. Or I need less here, you can pull it back. That's why it might take the extra month, is we're working in all that technology. So
the future is
so be
is
patient
now.
With us, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. I'm hearing, like, this is really astonishing.
Yeah. It's really wonderful, and I think it really will give people who are wanting to break into the business as much as they can take. So it gives them some great material. It gives them the opportunity to read against somebody if they don't have that available to them. It gives them some training. It gives them some tips and advice. It gives them an opportunity to see some people who they, you know, some aspirational type people and hear a little bit of how they got started and what their stories are. It gives the parents an opportunity to hear some other parents talking about what their journeys have been like and understand that it's a crazy business. It's definitely a business. And there are things about it that are exactly the same as any other traditional business out there. And then there are some things that are completely different. And you just need to sort of understand all the different nuances and glean as much information as you can so that you have the opportunity to then jump in feet first or go, you know what? All of this was a little too much for me. It's not right for me. But give the kids an opportunity to try it. Decide if they like it and want to stay in it or step out. And all of that is okay, but it gives them choice.
Thank you for saying that. All of that is okay. You know, I think there's a certain pressure for kids who fall in love with acting and then the parents who are great parents. And so, of course, they want to support them to go all in. And then if something shows up where the kid's like, actually, this is not what I thought it was. Or, you know what? It's everything I thought it was, but now I'm complete with this adventure.
Yes.
It's tempting to not back out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And have it not feel okay because you've invested so much time, money, whatever. But being a kid, especially, is about experimentation and trying things and... heck, being an artist.
Same.
Is about that way too, you know, regardless of your age.
And I find that when I am traveling the country speaking to people who are in other cities and smaller markets, I think that the sports analogy works best for them. That if I explain to them, so your child is a fantastic baseball pitcher. If they're a great pitcher in your town or your city, you bring in a coach and you work. And they practice, and they practice, and they practice. And maybe each day they have to pitch 100 strikes before their day of practicing is done. And maybe they even decide they're going to go to college for pitching. And then college is done. And they go, you know, I'm done with baseball.
I feel complete.
And everybody's okay with that. Mm-hmm. But somehow with acting, it feels a little different and people forget that you can go through the process for quite a lengthy period of time and then go, I'm done. Or you could want to carry on and it changes and grows as you go. But I love the sports analogy as well because that 100 strike pitches a day, I feel like actors have to understand that it takes that much work as well and that it's not something that you can just do on Saturdays, that you have to really put in the work and that, I can't remember who wrote that book about 10,000 hours.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Thank you. 10,000 hours to become a professional at anything. And I always laugh when people say they do their 1 hour of acting class a week and I think, well, that's going to take you a long time to get to those 10,000 hours.
Do that math.
Yeah.
I love that. I've actually used a sports analogy of my own for a long time. You know, when people you could see them, like, struggling to not tell me directly that they thought that we were insane for moving to Los Angeles to give my kid a shot at this industry. And I would say, look, if you had a kid who showed Olympic potential, who was truly gifted at something, and you thought maybe they were a contender, would you not pick up and move to Colorado where they could train with the best, you know, I don't
skiers
know,
or whatever,
skiers maybe? Or snowboarders or skaters or whatever? It's like, you probably would if you could. Like,
yeah.
Not everybody can. Not everybody can. People who want to often can't just because of their circumstances. And again, this is something that excites me about what you guys are doing because that helps to balance that playing field. But if you would, you probably could, you know? So this is not super different from that. And it's not super crazy either. But if you're on the same page where you're like, yes, 10,000 hours and commitment and perspective.
Sure.
Right?
And Scenebot really offers them the opportunity to really jump in with 2 feet for free and give it a good shot and see how they would compare to, and you know, Scenebot is you know, definitely a lot more developmental talent, so you're going to throw yourself in with a bunch of other kids that are somewhere in the same sort of vein as you, so that you can get an idea of where you fit.
But,
and then as you grow and grow and grow, you know,
but you can also be, and you also watch the videos that are in the top 10, and you can see what the kids are doing, and that's a learning too. Just if you take a class,
absolutely,
watching other people work is a fantastic learning tool. And again, this is not a replacement for classes.
Not at all.
And learning, I mean, if there are affordable classes in your area, please. If there's community theater, school shows,
there's
please,
always some of that.
Stay, I mean, you don't have to spend money or a lot of money to get the training. There's some very affordable classes. It's just, use your gut when it comes to those things. If people want more than you feel is reasonable or want you to do things that you don't feel you're ready for, there's a reason your gut's telling you not to do it.
Absolutely.
Always listen to your gut. I'm so glad you brought that point up because I was just, it was like you were reading my mind. My daughters are both singers. And so they've been involved in, you know, master classes over the years. And one of the kind of counterintuitive surprises of that process is it's just amazing how much you can learn watching someone else perform and be critiqued.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I love that aspect about what you guys are doing too. For them to be able to see other people do the same scenes they did, it's like, oh, that would have never occurred to me to do it that way.
Absolutely.
I really love that. Or like, you know, I wouldn't have made that choice. That's its own education. That's
absolutely
huge.
Watching
and
others
and kids starting out don't even know that word, to make a choice.
Right?
It's just, I'm reading these lines because the lines are here. And you make a choice. You decide, who is this character? Why am I saying these things? There's a backstory here. These are just simple terms that actors know, but people starting out don't. And that's why we have
There's
an 8-part little mini series in our training section taught by a local acting teacher that teaches how to break down a scene and what to look for. We have wonderful people like Ms. Bonnie Wallace come in and give her insights.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what we do, is you get to hear from people that have been there, done it, understand it, the actors, their stories, their journey, what training they took. It's all in our video section for you to watch.
So Krisha,
yeah.
This is basically a way for kids to audition.
Yes.
And auditioning well is critical if an actor is going to actually succeed in the business, regardless of whether it's a taped audition or an in-person audition. What advice do you have for actors who are approaching an audition, you know, whether it's taped or in-person or for Scenebot or for somebody else?
I think there's a few different things to always keep in mind. Keep in mind that an audition is similar to a job interview, where we need to see your professionalism. It is the only opportunity that we get to learn what you will be like when we hire you. So there's a level of professionalism that goes into it, particularly when you come in the room. And when you're doing your audition for Scenebot, it would be the same thing, to present yourself as a young professional. Make sure that you are memorized. It's a tough one. Actors always want to be able to read off the page, and you can read off the page. But the best actors are memorized so that they can fully commit to making brilliant choices and live in the moment, and not be worried about what the next line is. When they're fully memorized, that can happen. Making choices, I know that's a hard concept for new people, but making choices is understanding what, as the character, what you would be doing, what you would be thinking, how you would be reacting. And the best actors listen. The best actors aren't worried about what they're actually saying. They're more worried about what they're hearing, as we, as people, are always active listening and then responding versus what is it that I'm about to say. And I guess the most important thing is that it always has to be fun. If you are auditioning regularly and it becomes a chore, then you're not enjoying the audition process. And actors really, their biggest job is to audition. So they have to be having fun and they have to be enjoying that part of the process. And if they're not enjoying that part of the process, I really feel like you might want to take another look at it and think about another way to be creative in a smaller venue, like creating your own YouTube stuff or doing community theater or doing local church, synagogue, whatever type theater that might bring you the same creative feeling without the pressures of understanding that this is a job interview.
I love that. I love that. And I also was thinking about this. Dove told me recently that she felt that she had learned a lot of what she picked up as an actor in terms of what she felt her skill set was through auditioning.
Oh, yeah.
That auditioning was its own masterclass,
if
you will.
For sure. I would agree with that completely, that being a great auditioner is a huge part of being a great actor, taking a piece of material and understanding that this is the performance. It's not, I think a lot of young people particularly, their first thought is, I wonder what they're looking for.
Yes.
And I always say, don't worry about what I'm looking for. Worry about showing me that when you play the part, this is exactly what I'm going to get. Without a question, so that I can look at you and trust that when I put you on set, I know exactly what you're going to do, and I trust that I can throw you out on set and you're going to be fantastic. I sometimes say to the young kids, I have a problem every day. And my problem is I have to find actors who are great to fill the roles that I have. So don't come in and make more problems by asking me questions about how you should play it. Come in and solve my problem. Just say to me, through your acting, this is how this role should be played. Make great choices, feel confident about it, and walk out.
I also say when you go into an audition, you know, a lot of people, nerves take over. It's very
Absolutely.
Natural. What do they want? How should I do this? And what I would say is prepare like it's the performance, like it is the show. Because for everybody except one person, that is the only time you're going to have a chance to perform it. And you have an audience, whether it's one person in a camera or four people in the room, that's your audience. That is your show. And if you approach it that way, it puts you so far ahead because you're just going in and saying, this is a gig, this is my show. And you're performing and you're showing what you do. And you walk out proud of the performance you did. And if it was the right one, match, you'll get it. But if not, you'll get the next one. But if you approach each one that way, it makes the experience that much more enjoyable for you because you're approaching it from a place where I'm showing you my skills, I'm showing you my talent, I'm performing.
Well, and any other way to do it is kind of this lose-lose. Because mm-hmm. If you go in there and you're like, I know what these guys want, I'm going to give it to them, but it's not authentic to you, and then you get cast, you're stuck. You're stuck trying to like fake it all the way through because it's not authentic to you. And then if you don't get cast, you get to worry, like, for the rest of your life, well, if I'd only been authentic, I wonder if I would have gotten it. It's just this kind of crazy thing. You must be authentic. You must give it what you've got, specifically. It's almost the only way.
The attitude is, not what do you want from this role. It's like what Krisha said. When I get this role, this is how I'm going to do it. This is what you're going to get.
I like to say to the really young kids, it's your chance to teach me. Teach me everything I need to know about you in that short period of the audition so that I can hire you. Teach me your professionalism. Teach me your great choices. Teach me who you are. Teach me how you're going to play the role.
That's so cool. So, Krisha, you inevitably deal with parents through your work as a casting director for a lot of shows that star young actors. Do you have any advice for parents who are trying to help their young actors succeed in this business?
Sure. This is a multi-leveled question.
I know. Sorry.
It is. So for parents who are trying to help their children before they get the job, I would say read with them. Help them read, practice out loud. Don't give them too many acting tips unless you're an actor. Listen, and what I say to some parents who have no idea what they should be doing to help their kids because they're not at all in the industry is I just say, if your child is speaking to you in a way that you don't believe them, have them start again because they should just be talking to you.
That's good. I like that.
Talking to you, using the words that were written on the page, that are the script, but speaking to you from a place of truth. The best actors always act from a place of truth. Through their gut and their soul comes beaming out their eyes. Make sure you can see the fire in their eyes. When I'm in the South, I always say, it feels like you can see your kid's spirit through their eyes. And if you can see that bright light, that bright shiny light in their spirit through their eyes, then you know that they're connected to the material. Then parents of kids who get on a set, this is where it gets a little tougher because you need to be your child's advocate, but you also need to be invisible. You need to be right there and you need to
sit back. You wouldn't know anything
back.
About that, would you, Bonnie?
I tell you what, it's honestly, it is a really challenging thing because you simultaneously, like you just said, Krisha, have to be your child's best advocate, i.e. within sight and sound, right there, like reading their mind, basically, like, are you okay? You got what you need. But also, no kidding, completely out of the way.
Out of the way and invisible. I also think parents really need to, if your child is really serious about it, you need to educate yourself. And you need to know the child labor laws for your state so that you can be your child's best advocate. And know your child well enough to see the signs. They're reaching exhaustion. They need a break. They need food. They need drink. They need water. They need whatever it is that they need. For the most part, I'm going to say that almost every set I've ever been on is very, very careful with the children and very conscious of all of that. But as a parent, you have to be your child's best advocate. I also think that it's important to understand that for all those parents out there who at one point thought they might be an actor, to understand that it's their child's job and not their job, and to step back and just be supportive rather than in the way.
Within that, players, please also educate yourself to what's going on in production. While you're being your child's advocate, please understand what production is up against. This child's a certain age. I only have them on set for 2 hours. And this is coming from my place as a director, where I know that I only have 2 hours to get this done, and if the child's parent believes that the child needs a break at this point, that only gives me an hour and a half with the child.
Yeah.
So you have to understand the needs of production as well, and not to the detriment of your child, but to work together as a team.
Absolutely.
It's a many-pieced beast to try and, like, you know, everything needs to be addressed, the child's, you know, the labor laws around the hours they can work, the schooling that they need to have, the breaks. And also, if they don't get the shot, it's a problem.
It's a lot of money.
Business. Yeah.
It is a business. And I say to parents oftentimes, understand that it might be, well, I'm biased, but the best business in the world. But it isn't summer camp. And even though the kids are super excited, maybe they're working on a show that they absolutely love, they watch it on TV and they get to be there on the set, it isn't summer camp. It is a job. And on a kid's show, even a kid's show, your kid's your child's shows, the shows I've worked on, even if we have a big kids cast that week, maybe we have 10 whole kids on the set. The other 200 people that work on that set are adults. So you are submitting your child to work in an adult work environment, and you need to understand that it is work. It is fun, and it is awesome, but it is work.
It's work, and it's professional, and I mean, that's why, you know, your kid may be passionate about acting, but are they mature enough?
And responsible enough.
All of those things. To be part of that, because you're dealing with people who have mortgages to pay, mm-hmm. you know, who are, you know, it's not summer camp, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, I haven't had a chance to talk to a lot of casting directors on the podcast yet, but one thing I just want to check in with you on, because I know there's a lot of mythology around this. As a casting director, Krisha, do you keep track of the people that you see who come into your office? Say some actor comes into your office and delivers a knockout audition, but no kidding, they're just not right for the role, but they mm-hmm. really impress you. Do you keep track of those people?
We keep track of it all. Believe it or not, from classes I've sat in, from actors I've seen in plays, from auditioners that come into my room, we keep track of it all.
And I want to thank all of you actor kids for ruining all the shows for me, because I can't watch anything without Krisha without her going, oh, that's so-and-so, I love that kid. Oh, that's so-and-so, I saw them 5 years, love that kid. So she does remember each and every one of you, and she loves you all.
I try. I do try. I don't remember every kid, but I certainly try. And we do keep track of it. We have quite a system to keep track of the kids, and sometimes the notes that we write are things like, this kid has great magical abilities. You can see it in their face, but their skills aren't quite there. Let's see them again in 6 months, or let's see them again in 3 months. And the reality with kids is that at any point that light bulb could go off and they go from absolutely not ready to be working professionally to completely ready to work professionally, just because they've taken one class or they've had one audition, or I don't know, they had something happen, they read a book, I don't know what happens, maybe it's just maturity, it's timing, who knows, and all of a sudden they are ready to work, and I always want to be able to be ready with an audition for them right then.
You want to say something, Stuart?
I was just going to say that there's a passion and a dedication that you just see from the ones that want it and work. I mean, just for instance, the young lady that booked the Disney pilot from our app, yesterday her next monthly audition came in. She got an agent last month, got a pilot, yet still auditioned again for Scenebot this month. That's a passion. That's a dedication. I'm going to practice. I'm going to hone my skills. And the officer like, well, she's already got a pilot.
Why is she committing?
But I find that fascinating and lovely and amazing that they have the dedication and the passion. And you see that they just want to keep their skills sharp. They want to keep working.
Well, so while I've got you in front of me here, Stuart, you know, you're the first sort of former child actor that I've had on the podcast here. What are your thoughts looking back about being a child actor? Like, are you glad you did that?
Yeah, I wouldn't have changed anything. I loved everything about it. I've always felt at home on a set. It's just something in my being. From acting from when I was 12 to directing to every step of the way, I've always felt that was a home. I love the atmosphere. I love the people. You're going to be on a set for one day or a month, and you walk away feeling like you have new family. It's, yes, it's work, but it's also, there's something about it that is just bonding. I love the people, I love everything about it. And, honestly, if I still had decent memory and could remember lines, I may have stayed with it. Because now I'm at a place where I could probably work, because I'm goofy looking enough that I could get some character stuff. But I don't have the memory. It's just, I think it's the two children. I think that they've
blame children.
Yeah. They eat
blame
your brain.
The children.
They eat your brain, as far as I can tell.
It's definitely the children. But I also just, I love where I'm at right now, and I love that I'm in a place where I can help other people and support other people's dreams, and it's so rewarding.
It sort of changed our changed our purpose.
Yeah.
To really just find a way to give back for all of the amazing things that we've had the opportunity to have in our world, and find a way to give back and help others create the same excitement and enthusiasm and opportunities for them.
I love that. That fills my heart. Hey, while I've got you both, I get asked daily what someone can do to break into the business.
Yes.
Obviously, SceneBot is a quick shortcut, maybe.
Yes, it could be.
In addition to that, what would your advice be for a, say, 12 to 18-year-old kid who lives far away from L.A. or New York? Mm-hmm. What do you think some of the best ways for them to move forward toward that dream, where they are?
Sure.
What might that look like?
SceneBot, for sure. I would do it every month.
Okay, so say that again. So, like, because I mean, it's not like you do it once and then like that's it.
No,
you really
do it,
every month.
Absolutely.
And even if you're in the top selects or in the honorable mentions, don't just think, "Oh, I was there. I don't need to do it again." It stays on your profile, and the agents and managers might like you. They could even send you a request saying, "Hey, next month, do a drama for me. I want to see you do something else." Show your range. Show different characters. So you'll build up a reel of work on your resume that these agents and managers, when they come on, can track you.
Okay,
so
stop.
It's
right
really
there,
important
huge.
To continue and not just say, "Oh, I did it once."
You really can build up a reel this way.
Yes, exactly.
It's not a reel. It won't be a reel of work that you have, professional work that you have done.
Yeah.
But it will be a reel of your auditions, and they can
and over
track
time,
you.
So they can mm-hmm. they can watch one from 4 months ago to compare it out and see the improvement.
Well, and not only that, but like, here, I can do comedy,
yes.
I can do
exactly.
drama,
yeah.
I can do straight, I can do...
Exactly.
That's...
So it's a way for them to track your progress. And the most successful people on the app so far are the ones that are submitting. It's we had one beta month and then 2 months open. Some people have done all 3 months, and now we're into official month three. And you'll see a lot of the same faces, because there's some dedicated kids out there that are doing some really good work.
And they're taking advantage of the
yeah.
opportunities to show
absolutely.
their breadth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what else besides
yes.
the opportunity,
yes,
which is massive,
SceneBot,
of
sure.
SceneBot, what else should young, passionate, hopeful performers be doing?
I say act. Act. And I know that I say that loosely, but it's true that in the same way that I used the sports analogy earlier, if you want to act, you must be acting. So create the work for yourself, whether that is a YouTube channel, whether that is get with some friends and write a play and produce a play, get into any local theater that is available to you, get into any classes, check with your local Screen Actors Guild and see what's available, check the local paper for any auditions that might be available. If you want to act, you must be acting.
And one of your favorite sayings is work begets work.
Absolutely. The more that you are working towards anything, work does beget work. So if you have created yourself a little play that you're putting on, even if it's just for your, you know, you live in a cul-de-sac and for the people in your neighborhood, you know, every time that you are creating, you're creating another opportunity for yourself. So just continue, and don't lose sight of the bigger goal.
I love that. Any final thoughts for young actors or for parents of young actors who are hoping to make a film TV career?
I always say to the kids, you have to love it. And you have to love it through all of the ups and downs, because it will have ups and downs. Again, if I'm going to use the sports analogy, the best sports players, they get hurt. They sit out a season. They still train and they stay focused on the bigger goal. So you have to love it everywhere you go. Remember to mentor. If there's somebody who's coming up behind you, mentor them. Find a way to give back, because you're then creating. You're creating that beautiful environment that we want to all stay in. And then for parents, I always say just double check everything. I see a lot of parents signing up for classes and opportunities for their kids without doing the due diligence. I always want to know, who's those teachers? What are their credentials? Do some research. Don't be afraid to ask questions about why should I be paying, even if it's not a lot of money, why should I be paying this person to teach my child? What is it that that makes you have that knowledge? What has been your experience? And don't be afraid to ask questions. There's always places to ask questions about, you know, I heard that there's a class, or I heard that there's a touring company, or I heard. There's always people who you can ask. Even your local Screen Actors Guild, oftentimes they are taking, fielding questions of about people. Check the Better Business Bureau. Just double check. Be your best advocate for your child.
And any occupation has tools, and you have to pay for your tools. But you're going to shop around for your tools. You're going to buy the ones that work for you at the cost that you can afford. And that's what your classes are. That's what your workshops are. Those are your tools that you're buying to help your career. Make sure that you feel comfortable with those purchases and that you're getting value for them. Is this purchase valuable? And hopefully they're very minimal, because it's your skill that you're honing. But then when you go to showcase it and send it out, that should never be a charge to you. You should never pay to show your skill.
I love that. I'm so into this. Anything else you guys would like to share with us about SceneBot?
I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's growing, it's changing, it's different and innovative, and a great opportunity for everybody. So,
and we hope to be your advocate. Yeah. We want to help. And when you're ready to be seen, your video will be shown. And I wish you all the best.
Yeah, good luck. Don't lose sight of the dream.
I am so all about that. I love what you guys are doing, and I was so pleased that you were able to join me today on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We love what
so
you're doing
much.
As well. Yeah. You're doing a great service to everybody.
Well, I think that's part of why we just connected so well, because I think our missions are very much in alignment. How can people find you guys? So we've got contact and social media. Where are good ways for people to find
at
you?
www.scenebot.com, SceneBot.com. That is the main website. There are links at the bottom of the page to all the social media, which is the Instagram and the YouTube and the Facebook and whatever.
And Twitter.
Though.
Yeah. And to reach me, I have a casting partner, Jamie Snow, like the white stuff that falls from the sky. So it's Bullock and Snow Casting, and we are pretty much everywhere. Instagram.
Snow in Southern California. Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Bullock and Snow Casting.
So on Twitter, you guys are at SceneBot, and at Instagram, you're at SceneBot, but on Facebook, you're Get SceneBot.
If you just type in SceneBot in a search, you'll find us also, but I think that it might have been taken at the time when we first started, and I think it's ours now, but I think the main Get SceneBot gets you there, SceneBot gets you there. It'll
Got
come
it.
Up on the search.
Type in SceneBot, they're going to find you.
You'll see our little robot, you'll know it's us.
Well, Krisha and Stuart, thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Hometown to Hollywood. If you like what you heard here, subscribe to this free podcast and leave a quick rating and review. A moment to click on a star rating really helps, and a minute to write a sentence-long review makes a real difference in the ranking for this podcast. Thank you so much for helping me. Do you want to know more about getting a young actor up and running in Hollywood? Buy my book, The Hollywood Parents Guide, on Amazon. And if you need specific help getting your career or your child's career up and running or to the next level, you can get a one-on-one consultation with me over Skype or in person in Los Angeles. Go to my website, HollywoodParentsGuide.com, and click on the consultations page. Thanks, and see you next week.